A citizens panel in Wauwatosa has suspended a police officer who's been the focus of protests for shooting three males to death while in the line of duty over the past 5 years. The Wauwatosa Police and Fire Commission has also appointed a former federal prosecutor to look into a complaint that aims to have the suspended officer, Joseph Mensa, fired. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
The unanimous vote to suspend Mensa came after a closed session of the Wauwatosa Police and Fire Commission last night. Earlier, during an open portion of the meeting, held on Zoom, attorneys for the family of one of the men Mensa killed, Jay Anderson Jr., argued Mensa did not belong on the Wauwatosa police force. Lawyer Kim Motley says Mensa has violated the police department's rules. She says he fired 19 shots during the three fatal shootings.
And killing Jay Anderson, Alvin Cole, and Antonio Gonzalez, that he has violated his law enforcement code of ethics.
Motley says it's not relevant that prosecutors ruled Mensa acted in self-defense when shooting Anderson and Gonzalez.
What the DA focuses on is whether or not there was any criminal charges that should be imposed on Officer Mensa, whether or not there was essentially self-defense beyond a reasonable doubt. That's different than what this hearing is for.
The February incident where Mensa shot 17-year-old Alvin Cole outside Mayfair Mall is still under review by the Milwaukee Police Department and District Attorney John Chisholm. Mensa's attorney, John Cermelli, says he wants to hear more specifics from the Anderson family lawyers as to what rules the officer allegedly violated.
To itemize and specify the specific rule violations or policy violations that they believe my client has engaged in, so that my client is then provided notice and the opportunity to defend himself.
The Anderson family attorneys charge that the Wauwatosa Police Department has been slow to respond to an open records request filed a month ago that the lawyers say could shine a light on rule violations. But getting that information may now be one of the roles for former U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic, who was appointed last night to investigate the Anderson case. Wauwatosa Police and Fire Commission member Victor Plantinga endorsed the move, saying Biskupic in 2006 successfully brought federal charges against some of the Milwaukee police officers who severely beat Frank Jude at a party. Plantinga, a defense attorney, noted Biskupic's action came after a state court jury cleared the officers.
I do believe that that shows that he's thorough, he's fair. We haven't always seen eye to eye, I got to tell him that. But I do believe that for a position like this, or a task like this, he's a very solid choice. I'd support it.
The Andersons' lawyer, Kim Motley, says she doesn't want law enforcement officers helping Biskupic as it might create a conflict of interest. Biskupic told last night's meeting that he'll be aided by former FBI agents.
A wealth of expertise, especially regarding firing in the line of duty. And so my goal on this is to be thorough, to move promptly.
And Biskupic says because he'll do the work for free, he'll be independent of the city of Wauwatosa. The probe may take up to 60 days, and apparently it will go ahead while Officer Mensa is suspended with pay. Wauwatosa Police Chief Barry Weber unsuccessfully argued the suspension was not needed.
Just so you know, he is currently on administrative leave, still with pay until the DA makes his ruling. So if putting him on suspension, that doesn't make any difference as far as what his status is. So I ask that you just leave him.
But the vote to suspend Mensa brought a much different reaction from Black Lives Matter protesters gathered at Wauwatosa City Hall. Some have been marching and calling for action against Mensa for 6 weeks. Milwaukee Democratic State Representative Jonathan Brostoff, who streamed the reaction live on the internet, also told viewers to keep marching, it's working. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.